You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
About 10,000 American soldiers now remain in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
A local government official in Bangladesh says the site of a ferry disaster will continue to be monitored for anyone still missing. Up to 140 passengers were thought to be on the river when it capsized Sunday afternoon after being hit by a cargo vessel. At least 70 bodies have been found. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
The families of three missing British schoolgirls are begging their children to please come home. The girls are believed to be headed to Syria to join the terror group ISIS. Rainu Begum, sister of Shamima Begum, spoke to reporters.
You're not in any trouble here. We all love you. If anybody's convinced you of anything, then they're wrong.
Psychiatrist Dr. Stephen Zanakis says some young Westerners could be drawn to extremist groups because of the thrill factor.
They're impulsive. And it could be just the excitement of the situation that they're going to.
The girls boarded a Turkish Airlines plane to Istanbul last week. Turkish authorities are trying to find them before they head to Syria. A defense attorney representing a 19-year-old man accused of killing a Las Vegas mother of four says the case has been mischaracterized as road rage. Eric Noe stood silently in shackles and wasn't asked to enter a plea. A judge scheduled a March 10th preliminary hearing. He was arrested for murder and other charges in the February 12th shooting that fatally wounded 44-year-old Tammy Myers outside her home. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry's attorneys are arguing the abuse of power case against him shouldn't continue. Perry was indicted in August by an Austin grand jury on two felony charges, abuse of official capacity and coercion of a public servant. Perry left office last month but is expected to announce a 2016 presidential run. For more news, go to usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Georgine Trinkel, your host for Hot and Hunter, and I have a lot of people in the studio with me today. But before we get into our show, I asked Richard G if he could stay with me because he had a phenomenal display. I can draw anything up, and it snowed every single Saturday, and I wasn't able to get it.
That's right. We did have to cancel a couple. But
yeah, it's snowy Saturdays, but you're... Yeah. Your drawings are unbelievable, and I refer to them as paintings because they look like paintings.
Everybody does that.
They're amazing, and they're 2D and 3D as well?
I do some 3D that I take foam core. You know what foam core is?
Yes.
And I layer it. So I have, like, I have one that's an old farmhouse in the background, then a barn is out a little closer, and then an old truck is even closer.
Amazing.
And layered together.
Now, I'm so sorry I missed this. So is there any way that I can see your drawing somewhere?
Surgeon's Villain in the bar.
In the bar? Well, who needs a better excuse to go to a bar than that?
I think it's terrific. Surgeon's Villain, they asked me 3 years ago if I'd hang my work for 6 weeks, and it's still there. But I rotate stuff in and out of there, and I sell stuff out of there.
Oh, great. So if we wanted to see, is anything that was on display at the gallery at the Bank of Princeton at the Surgeonsville Inn?
Yes, all the 3Ds are down there.
Oh, fantastic.
I just took them down on last Thursday.
Okay, great.
So all the 3Ds are there. There's 18 pieces of artwork there.
That's amazing. And Richard, I know you do so much here at the radio station and in Hunterdon County. I think there's a lot of people who don't know how you are a wonderful artist. So I wanted to share that with the listeners here at Hot and Hunterdon. And I can draw anything. You can see the 2D and 3D pen and ink drawings at the Sergeant's Villain.
Yes. Excellent. In the bar.
In the bar. Well, I'm going to the bar now, Richard. I don't need another excuse. Thank you so much for telling us about it, and we look forward to being able to see
you. Well, thank you for asking.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Richard.
Sure.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. And today I have joining me in the studio. Okay, we had Richard here. He was gone. Actually, Chris stopped in to say hello. Tracy's like very popular in this office. She's bringing everyone in. So I have Tracy Heisler, who's the executive director of Casa Shaw. And Tracy, just bear with me for a moment because our listeners are excited to find out if spring is in the air or not. So we're going to do the weather and then we'll be back to talk to you about Casa. So our weather for today, okay, there is a hazardous weather outlook in effect, but the S word is not there. It's basically because we have some very, very cold weather. Tonight we're looking at, actually, the hazardous weather outlook is for central New Jersey, and it is because there was some serious snow and ice that was refreezing, but we're okay for today. But tonight, we have a low around -3, which is really horrendous. And yesterday, I was out running in a long sleeve shirt, and I was so excited. And now we're looking at Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 19. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 2. And Wednesday, we do have a high near 34 and some sun. Of course, this is nowhere near the average temperature that we should have for this time of year, which would be at least 40 or above. So we have to hang in there a little bit longer to get the warmer temperatures. But I know my crocuses are coming up, and if this snow and ice ever melts, I think that they're going to come back to me, and I'm going to see them popping out. So today is February 23rd, and we're here at Hot and Hunterdon, and our quote for the day is this: keep your faith in beautiful things, in the sun when it is hidden, and in the spring when it is gone. So hopefully we can all remember that the sun is going to shine again, and this winter is going to be behind us. So that is your weather for the day and for the next couple days. So it wasn't so terrible. I didn't tell anyone there was snow coming. I didn't have to say the S word. So I think we're going to make it. So thanks for joining us today, and we do have a very serious topic on hand today, and I have a guest with me that I've met a few years ago in her work as the executive director of Casa Shaw. I'm pleased to have Tracy Heisler with me today to talk about the fine work she does and advocates as an advocate and a trainer of advocates. You've really made such a huge impact in the community, Tracy. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Can you tell people what Casa Shaw is? We're always on this show, I'm always drawing out in social service that everything's an acronym and we have our own language, and sometimes it makes it really difficult for people. So it is something that's easy to remember, Casa Shaw, but can you tell people what that is?
Sure. When we have volunteer training, we talk about the alphabet soup of social services. Casa Shaw stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties. Our organization uses community volunteers that we recruit and train to act as advocates in court for children who have been abused or neglected and are living in foster care. Of the children who come into care, there's a somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 to 550 annually who come into care within the Tri-Counties. And our program serves somewhere in the neighborhood of 175 to 200 of those children.
Okay, and the concept of CASA was actually has a long history back in the 70s, isn't that right?
It is. There was a family court judge named Soukup, S-O-U-K-U-P, who was getting a little frustrated because families would come before him and attorneys for child welfare, and one would say one thing, the other would say the other, and that would be exact opposites. So there was one particular case where he really wanted to know what was going on with the kids because he was getting very different reports from those two groups. So he went to some friends of his, said, here, I'm going to give you a court order. If you could go in the house, find out what's going on, talk to the children, talk to the foster parents, get me some objective information. And it turned out to be a great success. That was the first pilot program. There are now over 900 CASA programs nationally, and there are some countries that are looking to implement it as an international model as well.
That's incredible. And you have a smaller staff, but you have a bevy of volunteers.
We do. We have a staff of six, and we have about 80 volunteers right now, and we're getting ready to start our spring training March 7th with another group of volunteers to come in and help us advocate for these children. The really beautiful thing, I think, about CASA is that our advocates take generally just one sibling group at a time, one family at a time. So there's a lot of focused attention on the needs of that child, of the needs of that family. And it keeps them from getting lost in the shuffle, lost in the system. CASA volunteers can be a blessing or a curse depending on your perspective. They're a blessing in that they do have this focused attention and are very proactive and very focused on the bottom line of what this child needs. They're the curse if you're the guy who has to make all those referrals and your CASA keeps calling saying, hi, did you do this? Hi, did you do this? Hi, did you do this? But it's really a wonderful thing. The other really valuable part of CASA is the continuity. Because these are volunteers, there's no job transfers, there's no moving from one unit to another. They stay with the same child. In the state of New Jersey, kids in foster care on average will have three different caseworkers. They'll have a couple of different therapists, they'll have a couple of sometimes different judges, sometimes three different foster homes on average. But there's one CASA, and that person holds the repository of all that historical information about this child. And it's the same face that they see no matter where their placements change, no matter when their schools change. There's still somebody that they know and are connected to.
Okay, Tracy, we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back from the break about how the children are impacted and how they can get so easily lost in that shuffle and why they do need that continuity. And I think we're going to be able to raise some awareness about how you can be a child advocate, how you can volunteer, and really the damages that occur in the system because of broken pieces when we have different fragments and so many different social services. So we're going to talk about how your organization makes a difference for the child when we come back. Thanks again for joining us, Tracy, and we'll be right back.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and I have with me Tracy Heisler from Casa Shaw. We were just talking a little bit about the core advocates and the work that Tracy does to train volunteers, and she just told me during the break, see, we're busy here working, Richard, we're not goofing off when we're doing commercials. She just told me that she has some openings for some volunteers for their next training cycle, which starts on March 7th. So, Tracy, maybe you could talk a little bit about what type of volunteer you are trying to recruit and what the commitment is from people.
With our volunteers, we look for individuals with an abundance of common sense, with a care for children. You don't have to have a specialized degree or anything like that outside of CASA training. The program was designed to find out what the average person thinks makes sense for the child in care. So our advocates need to be over 21 years old, have no criminal record, no child abuse record, have to have 4 positive references. They have to participate in an initial orientation session because we ask so much of our volunteers. We need to make sure that people really understand what they're getting into before they invest a lot of time. And a personal interview, which takes about an hour and a half, and it's quite nosy. And we make no apologies for that, though, because the children that we work with are very vulnerable and they're traumatized, and we have to be sure about who's around them. In addition to that, we have 36 hours of in-class training plus 4 hours of court observation. As you mentioned, we do have some openings for our March 7th training class, so if there's somebody out there who's listening who's interested in this, they need to call my office right away so they can schedule some time to get these components done.
And Tracy, what is the number to contact you if you want to volunteer for CASA Shaw?
It's 908-689-5515, or you can email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at casashaw.org. CASASHAW.org.
Excellent. And I'll see if the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, who not only is the only 24-hour sponsor of internet radio, they also have a phenomenal Facebook page. So I'll see if we could get those on. So if any of our listeners aren't near a pen or can't type the notes on their computer, we can get that information out for them. And I know one question I would have is, what kind of children would I be working with? Like, how did they end up, or what kind of needs do they have?
Every child's story is different, and we serve children ages birth to 21, which sometimes surprises people that we have kids that old, but the statute allows them to stay in care till they're 21. About 70% of the cases that we have some kind of substance abuse involvement. There's drinking, there's drugging, something along those lines. There's a lot of mental health issues, a lot of domestic violence issues, sometimes physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse. The kids have certainly seen and experienced more than any child should. And that's one of the frustrations for children in the child welfare system, because in their home of origin, they know everything that's going on. But once they're put into foster care, the adults in their lives kind of shut off that information stream because they want them to reacclimate to being a kid and not worrying about, you know, is my mom passed out from drinking? Is my dad going to hit somebody? Have they been arrested again? And all of those kinds of things. And so this void of information is sometimes a great frustration for our kids. The children oftentimes have a lot of emotional issues of their own. If you think about, as an adult, if you've been through any of these experiences, how difficult that would be. And kids in foster care suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder at twice the rate of Gulf War veterans. Just daily living is like being in a war zone for some of these children. So it's no surprise that when they are out and they're safe and they're in care, that sometimes they may have maladaptive behaviors. Sometimes they become very withdrawn. Sometimes they will become very focused on school or sport or some way to channel their energies. So, again, that's where having a CASA volunteer who knows this child very, very well, who can see changes over time in their behavior, that might be a red flag. For kids who come into care, these are strangers usually that they're living with, and there's an adjustment period that goes on until they ascertain whether or not this is a safe place to be. And when they start to feel safe, that's when you might see some of these more negative behaviors, because it's not there's not that fear that they're going to be beaten for doing something or have some other negative consequence happen to them. But that's also a time when their placements are jeopardized, and that cycle of I'm starting to trust someone and then it's being let down again, and then I'm starting to trust someone and being let down again, spirals out. And many times these children don't recover from that. And trust issues are huge. One of the things that we focus on with our advocates is earning a child's trust, of showing up when you say you're going to be there, you're there. That you always follow through, and that you're never the guy that's going to let them down again, because they've had too many losses already.
And Tracy, how long does a volunteer stay with the child?
We ask our volunteers for a commitment of 18 months. That having been said, we have some cases that have closed in 6 months. We have other cases it's been 6 years before permanency is achieved, where either the child has gone home, been adopted, or aged out of the system.
And one of the things that makes CASA Shaw so helpful is that you are supporting the volunteers as they're working with the children and the families. You're talking to them about possible resources, about how to help the family that has the child in their care. And you're doing a lot of work to support the volunteers so they're not just out there on their own.
Absolutely. Our volunteers are never left adrift. They always have a support system available to them. There is a really high degree of confidentiality that surrounds what we do. And that can be a challenge, because for many of us, like for I myself, if I'm upset or if there's something that's bothering me, I like to talk about it. I like to process it. And you can't do that here in this type of work. We can't talk to our families about it with our mamas or grannies or friends. It's not just disrespectful, it's actually illegal to talk about it, because these are other people's confidential, private, painful stories. So we recognize that. So we, as a staff, are always accessible. Everybody has our cell phone numbers, everybody has our emails, and we're ridiculously available. My staff and I are like 11 o'clock at night emailing back and forth until we're saying, why are you answering me? Go to bed.
Well, I think that's one of the great things about CASA Shaw. And I know I've been to many of your meetings, and you always have food, and you always create a learning environment and a supportive environment for the volunteers, because some of the work that we do is heartbreaking, and some of the things that they see can be discouraging. So I know that your organization is always trying to be uplifting and be real in the expectations.
Thank you for saying that, because we do very much try to create a welcoming and nurturing environment for our volunteers. And we are very upfront with people before they come to do this. This is hard, and it's gut-wrenching sometimes. And many of the volunteers who serve with us have trauma histories of their own. That's what brought them to this. So having had very negative experiences yourself doesn't disqualify you from doing this work. We just ask that you have dealt with your own stuff, because if you haven't, then this child's case becomes about you and not about them. And objectivity is an absolutely crucial part of doing this work well. Once you've lost that piece, you're really not helpful anymore.
Okay, so again, for our listeners here, if they think this work might be interesting to them, or they may be able to commit and be passionate about making a difference for a child that's in care, there is an upcoming training on March 7th. And to volunteer for CASA Shaw, you could contact Tracy at 908-689-9000. 5515 or at Tracy, and that is, you do have an E in your name, so that is T-R-A-C-E-Y at Casa Shaw, CASASHAW.org. And there are still a few slots available for the March 7th training. And this is something, if you feel passionate about, you should volunteer now, because your next training won't be until the fall again. Is that right?
That's correct. It won't start till October.
Okay. So if you feel that this is something that you can be a strong advocate for a child, and you're willing to make a difference for a child that's in a court system, definitely do that now. And Tracy, we're going to talk when we come back about the upcoming fundraising events that you have, because, of course, as a nonprofit, you are not only engaged in the community and trying to make a difference for many children, but you also have to run an organization and find the funding to do that. So we're going to talk about the two events that you have coming up for fundraising. And then I'd like to talk a little bit, too, about the aging out youth, because they never seem to get enough attention, and people still are surprised that we have children between, especially between 18 and 21, that are just in a free-for-all. So I'd like to talk about that as well. So we are going to take a break for the news and weather, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security expires this week. The major problem with the bill is the language involving immigration. Republican leaders included language removing the president's immigration order. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Congress needs to make sure Homeland Security is funded.
The first thing that we want to get out of Washington, D.C. is full funding to secure the border.
He spoke to CBS Face the Nation. He is attending a governor's meeting at the White House. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has asked a federal judge to lift his temporary hold on President Obama's executive action, according to White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We believe that when you evaluate the legal merits of the arguments, there is a solid legal foundation for the president to take the steps that he announced late last year to reform our broken immigration system. That's consistent with the way that previous presidents over the course of several decades have used their executive authority.
The order prevents millions of illegals from being deported. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic99.com gives you three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is, the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic99.com. Watch for free at Diabetic99.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medication. Go to Diabetic99.com.
The weather is causing major problems in many areas of the country today. Hundreds of flights have been canceled nationwide. Meteorologist Jim Hayes from the National Weather Service says North Texas was hammered by an ice storm.
Warm air is trying to ride up and over the cold air in place over Texas. And what that's resulting in is light freezing rain, mainly across northern and central Texas.
And the western states are getting some winter weather.
Heavy snow is occurring in the Wasatch Range in Utah, across the San Juans in Colorado, and across the higher terrain in northern Arizona and northernmost New Mexico.
Another cold front is moving across the northeast, bringing below zero temperatures to New England. Officials say the U.S. and Iran are working on a deal that could allow Iran to progressively ramp up its nuclear program. If the sides agree, strict controls could be in place for a number of years with gradual lifting thereafter. Then Iran could increase the number of centrifuges enriching uranium, but keeping it well below weapons grade. Iran denies wanting nuclear weapons. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, my computer just died. Can you help?
Sure. Staples has laptops, tablets, smartphones, and even more online.
Setup?
Setup, repair, support, antivirus.
Is it expensive?
It's not. We even have free recycling.
So I can bring in my desktop from 20 years ago?
Yep, bring it in.
How can I thank you?
We have thank you notes, chocolate, stickers, pen and pencil gifts.
Make on budget happen, make up and running happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer valid through 2/28/15 in-store and online while supplies last.
The Mall of America is open today with increased security. Shopper Terry Koholt told KSTP-TV yesterday's terror warning won't keep him from shopping.
We can't crawl on a shelf because...
The terror group Al-Shabaab released a video calling on Muslims to attack malls in the U.S., Britain, and Canada. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Mall of America in Minnesota is one of the nation's biggest malls.
Seems like anybody's too worried about anything.
Elizabeth Rosso was at the mall. She says if she felt there was a more serious threat, she wouldn't be there.
My family lives close to here, and I would be concerned for their safety and for everybody else's safety, too. I mean, that kind of a threat isn't something to take lightly. It's kind of a scary thing, and a lot of people, there's a lot of families here and a lot of small children.
In a statement, the mall says it is aware of the video. Another shopper says they are more afraid of the cold weather than any terrorists. I'm Ed Donahue.
The United States is naming its first international envoy for gay rights. The State Department says Randy Berry will promote human rights for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender individuals. He is a veteran diplomat currently serving as consul general at the U.S. consulate in Amsterdam. A U.S. Marine has been found guilty of desertion. Corporal Wasif Assoun disappeared in Iraq in 2004 and then again in 2005 by fleeing to Lebanon after a brief return to the U.S. He claimed he was kidnapped, but prosecutors say he ran. Sentencing is expected later this week. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, and we're back here at Hot and Hunter, and I have my guest Tracy Heisler with me, the executive director of Casa Shaw, and I can give you the weather today, which is basically not as cold as yesterday, or not as nice as yesterday. Yesterday was such a nice day, but tonight we're looking at a mostly clear night with a low around -3, and that was not me making a mistake. It's actually -3 is the forecast for tonight. We still have our northwest wind, 6 to 11 miles an hour, which makes this frigid temperature even more frigid. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, February 24th, we're looking at a mostly sunny sky with a high near 19. But again, we have the significant winds, and they're saying that the wind chill values for tomorrow will be as low during the day as -3. So I'm not offering much good news or warming news, but Tuesday night we have a low around 2, so at least we're not in the negative numbers. But if we can make it till Wednesday, we have a high near 34. So it's still way below the normal temperatures, but at least we do have some hope in the forecast. And I just noticed that the Sunday after your training is March 7th, Tracy, on the 8th, I believe that's daylight savings time.
Oh.
So maybe we will get out of this winter someday. I'm not 100% sure, but we may be getting some lighter time at least. Maybe if the sun came out, we could melt some of this ice away. So Tracy, thank you so much again. I know you're extremely busy for coming to the studio today to be my guest and to talk about Casa Shaw, your upcoming training. I wanted people to know about ways, if they can't volunteer, because it is an intense commitment, and as you said, you do pry into people's lives. So it may not be for everyone, but there are so many ways that people can support your work. And you have two fundraisers coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
Sure. April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and so nationally it's a focus of attention. So here in New Jersey, one of the things that we do is called Go Blue for CASA. So on April 10th, we anticipate that will be Child Abuse Prevention Day through the governor's office. And so we've designated that for local businesses, if they are willing to participate, to let their employees pay $5 to wear blue jeans or blue if dress down days are not appropriate for your business, and to share information with them about child abuse and neglect here in the counties, and share about the work that CASA does. If that's not a possibility, you can make a tax-deductible donation to CASA Shaw. You can go right to our website at www.casashaw.org, CASASHAW.org. We also have on April 24th at the Basking Ridge Country Club, if you like to gamble, we have a Casablanca Casino Night with Atlantic City-style gaming. You don't play for money, you play for tickets, but the tickets go to some really wonderful prizes. We have things that range from a catered cocktail party for 20 to a Harley Davidson gift basket with Sons of Anarchy game, if you're a little edgy there. We also have new this year a sci-fi basket from different comic book stores that have donated games and comics and graphic novels and things. So that's new.
So how does that work? So you pay money for tickets and then you put your tickets in for your edgy or edgier gifts?
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then at the end of the evening, we have like a tricky tray kind of drawing. We also have silent auction items as well that people have donated, jewelry or TV or trips and things like that. We have a couple of very generous people who have donated like a week at Key West or a week in Disney for the silent auction. So that's exciting.
That sounds very exciting. And that's at the Basking Ridge Country Club?
Yep. Tickets are $95. You can also order those online. It's a lot of fun. We have music, we have dancing, we have gambling, we have silly pictures you can take. It'll be a lot of fun.
So it's your fun. Is that your signature event?
It is. It's our seventh year doing it.
Oh, phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So people can go on the website, www.casashaw.org, and order their tickets. Sounds like it would be also a great girls' night, a fun girls' night out.
Absolutely. And we have sponsorship opportunities available, too. So and that information is also there at the website.
Okay, great. So if a company wanted to sponsor, do you have an ad journal?
We do.
Okay, great. Yep. So a business card size or a half-page ad or a full-page ad?
Absolutely.
The typical ad journals. Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent. And if people wanted to donate items for the silent auction or for the tricky tray baskets?
I would love you, and I'll give you a hug.
Okay. We are giving out information and hugs today. Well,
that's
Tracy
right.
had more people in this studio in the 5 minutes she was here than I've had since I started in October. So you might get a long line when we leave here, Tracy.
So that's my bona fides for my hug giving. I'm bona fide.
All right. So you get a special hug from Tracy. But some items that I know can always be used. You can make great baskets if people still have some leftover Christmas items. They can re-gift them, the Yankee Candle items, and just really great things that maybe they're not going to use and they were generous gifts. It'd be a great place for them.
And, you know, last year, one of our supporters, her name is Suzanne, and her daughter, who's a teenager, had heard about CASA and wanted to help, and she handmade us some beautiful gifts. One of them was a reclaimed shutter that she made into a message board. And it was beautiful. And it was such a unique and one-of-a-kind thing that was made with love and with generosity. And that's the best kind of gift to have.
That really is. And if we have parents that are listening now and they're wondering, they're feeling blessed that their child is not in the system and that they're able to give them certain things, what a wonderful message to bring to your child, to have them donate or, you know, work with you to put together a basket to support CASA Shaw and sort of adopt another child that is in the system.
Absolutely.
Okay, now the Go Blue Day is also another interesting thing, and we don't participate at Norwest Cap, so I'm going to have to make sure that we do this year. So Go Blue is on April 10th. Denim or dress down blue or some type of blue, or you could just send in a donation. But this is all part of April, which is Child Abuse Prevention Month.
Yes, and we try to raise awareness. I mean, we added a portion in our mission statement a few years ago about educating the community about the issues of child abuse and neglect, because it's something that for many, many years it's been a shame, but somebody other family's problem. It's not really our business. We don't get involved. And we want to empower people in the community to be able to recognize what it looks like, to understand what it is, and to feel confident enough to call the hotline if there's an issue of concern. I do presentations all the time where afterwards people will come up to me and say, I have a neighbor that this, or I'm a teacher and I saw that, but they didn't feel comfortable enough to call the hotline to say that there's a problem. And I recognize, I totally get that you don't want to cause trouble for people if there's no reason to. at the same time, as a parent, I would rather somebody make the call and be wrong than not make the call and be right.
Tracy, you're very generous and much more generous than I am, because I feel that people have an obligation to really pay attention to their surroundings. And I know it's an extreme case, but very upsetting. The boy this in 2014, at the end of 2014, from Atlanta, I think he was from Atlanta, who had been kidnapped. And he was for years in someone else's home. And afterwards, a lot of people thought, oh, well, he was on the roof. He was doing things. We thought it was odd. You have to speak up and speak out for children. The system fails every day. You see it and I see it. And so we do need our neighbors. We need our friends, our relatives to really look at what's happening when they see a child and speak out. There's so many different anonymous hotlines, and I know it's not DIFAS any longer. Division of
Child Protection and Permanency.
Thank you. DCPNP. They have a anonymous hotline where you can call and give information. You don't have to give your name if you're uncomfortable doing so. But we came from a society where it takes a village to raise a child, and we've stepped so far away from that. So there's nothing wrong with calling if you have even just a semblance that something is not right. Call. Let professionals investigate. Let there be someone who is trained to look at a situation, because the other side of that is when it's too late, it's really too late, Tracy.
Absolutely true. And, you know, my children, they hate shopping with me, because if I see an unintended child, I will go and hang out with them until I find their parent. Or if I see a parent who's really escalating in frustration and anger with a kid, I step in and try to de-escalate and, you know, compliment them on what wonderful children they have. And boy, I know it's hard shopping with them, you know, at this age, but to try to reframe the situation. But my kids are always like, oh, why do you have to talk to everybody about their kids? Because I'm concerned. And it's very easy as a parent to step over that line, to say the wrong thing, to smack somebody because you're frustrated. We're human beings, but I also recognize that we have an obligation in our society to try to support struggling parents. And that's one of the small ways that I try to do it when I see them in public in the community.
And it doesn't just have to be an anonymous call. If I think back to someone that I worked with, we used to have a preschool, and she felt like the mom was really stressed out when she was dropping her child off. So one day she went and got the mom a gift card for a day of beauty, a half day of beauty, because she wanted to try to support the mom. You could bring dinner. If you have a neighbor that you're worried about the mom, or you know the mom or dad is always working, bring food one day.
Absolutely.
You know, just cook an extra meal. And any little bit of kindness, I think, goes a long way when you're a parent and you're so stressed out about your life or the life of your child. And I think it's good when people are aware of that. So I'm glad that, sorry that you drive your children crazy, but I am certainly very glad, Tracy, that people like you are always out looking in this cold, making sure that children aren't unattended in the car.
Absolutely. And, you know, we have a fairly robust social media presence on Facebook and Twitter. And Thursdays is our day to focus on what can we do in the community to support struggling parents. So we just finished a whole series of things like bringing dinner, offer respite care, help with laundry, arrange a play date where you take the children. I mean, there's any number of things. And it can be very difficult when you first read these child welfare files. These parents look like the most horrible, evil people in the world. But when you get to talk to them and you get to know them, 9 times out of 10, you'll find they're just a normal person who maybe didn't have the appropriate resources, who maybe grew up in a dysfunctional family themselves, and so they didn't know that it was wrong or it was bad, who's overwhelmed by their own life circumstances, so they're not focusing their attention on their child. And it really boils down to physical resources and emotional support. Because parenting is hard, and it doesn't come with a handbook. And research shows that kids do better in their home of origin if it's at all possible. So we want to support families proactively. We want to help children in struggling families to get to a place where it's appropriate parenting and it's supportive parenting, where a child is loved and cared for.
Excellent, Tracy. And so if you're listening, definitely take that step out. Help the neighbor. A lot of the families, as Tracy was saying, they're doing the best that they can, and they have very limited resources. They're often very isolated and alienated in today's society, and a little bit of kindness can go a long way. We're going to go to a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the aging out population and what resources there are. So again, if you think you may want to volunteer for CASA Shoah for their training that's coming up on March 7th, give Tracy a call at 908-689-5515. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot 100, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Okay, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm here with Tracy Heisler, the executive director of CASA Shoah. And I have to say, I do love that commercial, the transportation trust funds and the budget coming up in a few days. Find out how that is going to get resolved, if at all. So I do appreciate that commercial. And we're back here in the studio talking about the CASA program and also ways to volunteer and make a difference for children, either as a CASA volunteer or supporting either of their events that are coming up in April. And we wanted to make sure everyone knows how to get in touch with Tracy through social media as well, a Facebook page.
Yeah, it's CASA-SHAW, CASA-SHAW. Twitter is CASA_SHAW.
Excellent, Tracy. Excellent. And so just a reminder, your event on April
24th is Casablanca at the Basking Ridge Country Club.
Excellent. And tickets are $95, or for a hug, they can donate items for the silent auction or for the baskets. And you have Go Blue, which is April 10th, to promote awareness about child abuse.
Right. And one other thing I forgot. We have been doing this Dine Out for CASA, where some local restaurants have been very kind to donate back a portion of the proceeds from the evening to CASA. So our next one is coming up Wednesday. I believe it's March 11th, if that's a Wednesday. At the California Pizza in Bridgewater.
Oh, excellent.
And you need to bring your flyer. You can get that from our website or off of our website or Facebook page, either one.
Okay, so Wednesday, March 11th, Dine Out for CASA at the California
Pizza.
In Bridgewater,
at the mall.
Excellent, excellent. Tracy, you have so many hats. You're an advocate. You're a parent. You are a trainer, you are a resource directory, and you're a fundraiser as well. So thanks for sharing all these things. I wanted to touch upon the aging out youth, because I think it's a population that we forget about, unfortunately, in our services.
Yeah, about a third of the kids that we serve are in that 14 to 21 population. And this is a particularly sad group for me because these are kids who have been removed from their home because of abuse or neglect. Their parents didn't get done what needed to get done. So the parents' rights have often been terminated and they have sat in care, just waiting to age out of the system. As I mentioned earlier, kids can stay up to 21, but realistically, by the time they turn 18, most of them are so done that they'll just leave and not take advantage of the things that they are offered. Up through age 21, kids can have access to health insurance. They have federal monies that are available to them for transportation and for housing and for food. They also have tuition for any state school here in New Jersey. And the fact that more kids don't take advantage of this is just criminal. One of the things that our CASA volunteers who work with the kids in the aging out population, we start as early as we possibly can in ensuring that they're getting the life skills training that they need, but also encouraging them as much as possible to stay in the system. Bureaucracies are hard, and they feel impersonal, and they don't always translate to 16, 17, 18-year-old kids that we're working for your best interests. But we are. And so every time that we have a success story, we have a girl right now who is 20. She's in her junior year of college. She is doing beautifully. She keeps in regular contact with her CASA volunteer, and she is just thriving. And when I see the difference between her and then some of the other kids who have just signed out and they end up either going home to an already abusive situation or they're couch surfing, they're homeless, they're sometimes falling into criminal activity to meet their needs because food's not free.
That's right. It's
sad to watch. I had a volunteer several years ago now who the child that she was advocating for, she'd been with her for 3 years. The girl turned 18 and turned around and went home. And the advocate absolutely felt like she'd failed, and she resigned. She said, you know, what have I invested in these last 3 years for her to just turn around and go home? And I tried to explain to her, but in those 3 years, you made sure she graduated from high school. You made sure that she got counseling. You made sure she got a driver's license. You made sure that she had a job, so she had some job skills. You helped her write a resume. There are so many things that she is now better prepared to deal with her home life situation than she would have been without you there. And that's one of the challenging things in doing this work, is you have to look for the small victories. None of our kids are going to turn out to look like Ozzie and Harriet's family. They're just not. But if you can focus on those variables that help them to be whole adults, to be productive adults, to be caring and pro-social adults, that's where you have to put your focus, on those little wins.
I think, Tracy, that it always is just one person who can make a difference in the life of a child. And the storybook ending, it's overrated anyway. You want children with depth and with experience and who have overcome some of these challenges. And as adults, if they can have the support of CASA Shaw and the support of foster family, or if their own family is reunited in a healthier environment, they do soar and they are amazing. But it's during those times where we need organizations like CASA Shaw to be able to help them navigate such a difficult situation and to be able to bring volunteers that suspend judgment when they're working with the children and with the parents or parents.
Absolutely. And CASA volunteers, I have to say, they are just some of the most amazing people on the planet, because in doing this work, they not only go to visit the child at least once every 30 days, and they visit with the parents, they talk to the foster parents, they talk to the teachers, to the guidance counselors, they go through the educational records, they go through the medical records, they look through all of the materials to find out really who this child is, what this child needs, and how do we get them there so that they not only survive this, but they thrive in spite of it. And that's really the primary overarching goal that we have as advocates is trying to secure a future for them by stabilizing the present. We can't do anything about the past, but we can try to build a better foundation starting right here.
Well, you and your volunteers and your staff of six do amazing work in the community, and we are grateful that you're looking out for the best interest of children that are in care. And I want to make sure we have about a minute or two left. I want to make sure everyone knows how to reach you and how to support you if they don't feel that they can make the commitment to be a volunteer. Although I know for the people that do volunteer, they stay with your organization for a long time. So if you feel like you want to learn a little bit more about being a volunteer and you might want to sign up for the training on March 7th, give Tracy a call at 908-689-5515 or at Tracy, and Tracy does have an E, so that's T-R-A-C-E-Y, at CasaShaw.org. Or they can support you by just making a donation, and you could do that online at www.casashaw.org. You can support Casa Blanca on April 24th. You can donate items to the silent auction or the tricky tray. You can be in the ad journal for that event, or you can buy some tickets for you and your friends or family for $95. You can also support CASA through the Dine Out event, which we did determine that that Wednesday is March 11th, and it is at the, tell me again, the California Pizza in Bridgewater,
yep,
for Dine Out CASA. Or finally, in all of April, please think about Tracy and her organization for child abuse prevention, and think about organizing a Go Blue event at your corporation or business on April 10th. Wear blue, wear denim, pay $5, make a donation if you can't do that, and try to support Casa Shaw and the work that Tracy and her organization does every day to help children. Tracy, thank you so much for being a guest on Hot and Hunterdon, and I look forward to working with you and your organization in the future.
Thank you, Georgine. It's been a pleasure.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Funding for the Department of Homeland Security expires this week. The major problem with the bill is the language involving immigration. Republican leaders included language removing the president's immigration order. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Congress needs to make sure Homeland Security is funded.
The first thing that we want to get out of Washington, D.C. is full funding to secure the border.
He spoke to CBS Face the Nation. He is attending a governor's meeting at the White House. Meanwhile, the U.S. government has asked a federal judge to lift his temporary hold on President Obama's executive action, according to White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
We believe that when you evaluate the legal merits of the arguments, there is a solid legal foundation for the president to take the steps that he announced late last year to reform our broken immigration system. That's consistent with the way that previous presidents over the course of several decades have used their executive authority.
The order prevents millions of illegals from being deported. This is USA Radio News.
What if I told you that you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic99.com. People who have followed this plan at diabetic99.com have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic99.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic99.com will save